You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 338, Unanswered Prayer. Today's challenge. Unanswered prayer disproves Christ's teaching on prayer. Jesus says, "If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you." Matthew 17:20b. Experience shows we can't do that by prayer. Today's defense. Jesus' teaching is more complex than this challenge suggests and doesn't involve a promise that we will always get what we ask. First, Jesus makes the statement when the disciples have just failed to exorcise a demon. When they ask why they were unable to drive it out, he says, "Because of your little faith." Matthew 17:20a. If the apostles, who were accustomed to working miracles, including driving out demons, could have inadequate faith, then we may too. Also, in this instance, the disciples were trying to cast out a particularly powerful type of demon. See Mark 9:29. Second, the statement that having faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains does not mean that faith has some magical power of its own. The point is that it is God who performs miracles, and he is omnipotent. The size of the miracle is therefore not dependent on the size of the person's faith, but on God. Third, this means that we do not have a promise that simply anything we pray for will happen. It must be the will of God. See Luke 22:42, James 4:13-15, 1 John 5:14. Fourth, the fact that mountains usually do not move in response to prayer indicates it is usually not God's will for this to happen. That's why Jesus uses this example, because of how striking it is. He's using hyperbole or exaggeration to make a point. The point is that our prayers are dependent on God, not the size of our faith. Jesus is not issuing a promise that simply anything we ask for will be granted. Fifth, elsewhere Jesus indicates that in some cases we will need to believe without doubting. Matthew 21:21, see James 1:6-7. Sixth, the New Testament indicates that our individual dispositions can affect the outcome of our prayers in other ways, particularly with regard to whether we're living in a way pleasing to God. John 15:7, James 4:3, etc.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.